Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to another service here, Unity Center of Light, located in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pam Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. For those who maybe join us for the first time, we'd like to let everybody know that you can also join us in the Zoom Fellowship, which will be right after this message and meditation. And you can find a link to that in your e-newsletter or weekly update. If you're not on our mailing list, you can click, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can click on the Show More button just below and find out how to get to our website, which is unitycenteroflight.org, and sign up to be on our mailing list. And also, if you find this service to be inspiring, we are thankful for all your donations and contributions to keeping Unity Center of Light doing all that it does for you and the community. And you can find the different ways of giving in the same place by clicking on that Show More button. And we appreciate all of your donations. Yes. But right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, good morning, Unity family, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Now let's affirm our foundation statement together. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the Good, Omnipotent. Amen. And now we'll have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, February the 26th. The key words are let go, let God. And the affirmation is, I bravely release outworn behaviors and embrace my bright, brilliant future. Holding on to what no longer serves me because it is familiar and I've grown accustomed to it may stall my growth. I evolve much more quickly when I trust my guidance and release all patterns and behaviors. In my heart, I know that when I move away from a dysfunctional relationship, a negative attitude, or unhealthy way of living, I move towards something greater: peace, safety, harmony, freedom, and fulfillment. I let go of anxiety or fear and open myself to happiness and security. I breathe in freedom. My heart becomes buoyant and my steps lighter. I set my intention today to release anything I have been fearful of letting go of so that I can confidently move forward, open to infinite good. And the scripture reading is taken from Matthew 18, verse 18, and it reads, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. And that daily word was perfect for the talk today. We're in Lent now, and you probably have the, picking up the 40 day, I don't know if I can show this to you. Yeah, there you go. 40 days of letting go. That's a Lent booklet, and that's what we are working with. And so we're going to, letting go is always seems to be the subject of almost every lesson. And now we're in Lent, and the whole theme is 40 days of letting go. So that's what this message is going to be about. And we're going to get into some of the deeper ideas and understandings of this process of letting go. So the title of this lesson is Why Not Just Trust the Process? Why not just trust the process? Now, that's a question that is both intriguing and challenging at the same time. Intriguing because you may have wondered to yourself, what would happen if I would just, trust the process, let myself trust the process, let go and let God do the God thing through me in my life? What would happen? That is probably the very question that is holding us back from just trusting the process. I mean, what would happen if I just trust the process? And actually, what does it mean to just trust the process? Well, a very simple response is that it means to let go of, worry, fear, and all the other forms of anxiety that we go through and have the faith that things will work out in divine order and in divine timing. And again, you know, my affirmation that I've shared with you many times, God is revealing to me the orderly process of my life. Now, we're actually going to expand on that through the lesson. And as one participant, when we were having the Wednesday night discussion session, asked, well, how does that work? You know, God will reveal to me the orderly process of my life. Because she says, my day, the day-to-day life, can be so disorderly and even chaotic. But the answer to that, is that the affirmation that I just gave you is focused on the overall picture, because chaos and disorder can very well be part of the process of clearing the way to bring what you are affirming or praying for into fruition, okay? And again, we're going to expand on that as well. So yes, the journey of life can take you through paces and places you never imagine, but it all comes down to patience, trust, and faith. So trusting the process has to do with maintaining an inner soul knowing, Think about that. Maintaining an inner soul knowing that even if things are not going well on your current path, it is not your final destination. Okay? So the key idea here is that it is a process that could take some time. So we don't have to get caught up in thinking, you know, I've done all that I'm supposed to do. I'm praying, I'm affirming, I'm holding a positive mental attitude. And then here comes that question, why hasn't what I am wanting, what I'm praying for, why has it not yet happened? Okay, so we're saying all this stuff that we've done. Now listen what Paul's thinking on about as he's working through this idea of just trusting the process. And this is recorded in Philippians 3, 12 through 14. He said, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has wondrously also reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning me onward. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Okay, so this is an encouraging scripture from Paul. And the key to it all is that his admission that by no means does he count himself as an expert at trusting the process. But he has his eye on the goal where God is beckoning him onward. Because desire means of God. So if you have this desire that you're praying for and wanting in your life, that desire comes from God, the God of your being, okay? And the God of my being is bringing up a desire in me that's different from the God of your being, okay? All the same God, but working through different consciousness, okay? And that is the essence of the Christ-like life, that being to keep your focus on the fact that God is in charge of your life and affairs, and then intuitively letting you know, God is intuitively letting you know that we have to be open to the divine signs that are coming to us, okay? And an expansion on my personal affirmation that I just shared a few minutes ago is I am grateful that God is first in my life. In other words, this is the first thought that I go to and is revealing to me the orderly process of my life, okay? And you've heard me use that many times. Because see, this is my way of acknowledging God first, which is important because like Paul, by no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. I can only see my life through my mind's eye, while God, the divine intelligence within me, knows all of the possible outcomes for me. See, I can't know all the possible outcomes, but this divine intelligence within me does know all the possible outcomes, okay? So this is the basis for God thinking, putting God first. But still, it requires great faith and courage to maintain trust in the process. And I say maintain trust, because quite often we can start out trusting, but our trust can be time sensitive, especially if life circumstances are coming down on us, you know, making us feel and think that God needs to hurry up, when what actually needs to happen is that we need to settle down so that we can remember who is really in charge. See, as Paul said, I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who is wondrously also reaching out for me, okay? So as I'm reaching for God, the Christ in me is also reaching for me, asking me and letting me know to just be still and have faith. Now, Joyce Meyer, Reverend Joyce Meyer, who I'm sure you're all familiar with, she explains in her article, when God's timing is taking too long, and this is what she says. We all want things to happen in our lives. We all want good things to happen in our lives. But too often we want it now, not later. When it doesn't happen that way, we are tempted to ask, when, God, when? And most of us need to grow in the area of trusting God instead of focusing on the when question. Okay. So growing in the area of trusting God, growing in the area of trusting God, that is our mission. Okay, growing in the area of trusting God. And Paul realized that when he was going through, what he was going through was at the time when he was waiting, and he said he understood he was going through being God trained. So the waiting period for us is a lot of times a training that we need to go through in order to be able to understand and be open and receptive to receiving that which we're praying for. So his mind, his body, his heart, this is Paul, and his spirit was being God trained. And so it is for us. Our mind, our body, and our spirit, our mind, our heart, our body, and spirit are being God trained. And all we know is that we want what we want when we want it, which is now, okay? Because we're typically focused on the material. And that's how we think. Just think about it. Most of the time you say, this is what I want. Okay, you're thinking about the material. You're not thinking about, I don't want to call it the spiritual, but the esoteric realm where more is happening than we are conscious of, okay? So we're typically focused on material, and rarely, if ever, do we consider that while we are waiting for that which we are praying for or hoping for, what we are experiencing is God training. We're being trained in patience and faith and, you know, knowing and understanding that God is in charge, and the universe is working out all the dynamics of what it is that we are asking for. But in the meantime, we're going through what's called God training. Our heart, our mind, our body, our spirit is being God trained. And the more God training we're willing to go through, and here's the key, learn from, the shorter the period between our God request and a manifestation of those requests. In a shorter period, it means that it's not really a time thing, it's that in consciousness, it seems to be shorter. And you know, in my research, I found out that so many men and women in the Bible had to go through God training, the God training necessary to grow in trusting the process of being made ready to do what they were destined to do. We read in Psalm 105, verse 19. Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Okay, we all know about the Joseph story. And it is the same with each of us. We have to learn how to discern the purpose of what we're experiencing in our lives in order to become able to realize the nature of what we're being prepared for. Now, let me say that again. Okay, we have to learn how to discern the purpose of what we are experiencing in our lives. In other words, why am I going through this? Which is a question we ask a lot. Well, we need to discern what is the purpose, why we are going through that, in order to become able to realize the nature of what we are being prepared for. And again, Joyce Meyer explains further in her article. She says, God wants us to live by discernment, which is revelation knowledge, not head knowledge. And I'll explain revelation knowledge in a bit. But he said he wants us to live by discernment, which is revelation knowledge, not head knowledge. It's difficult to exercise discernment if you're always trying to figure out everything or figure everything out. But when you're willing to say, God, I can't figure this out. And many times we've all reached that. I can't figure this out. So I'm going to trust you to give me revelation that will set me free. And then you can be comfortable in spite of not knowing, okay? Trusting God often requires not knowing how God is going to accomplish what needs to be done and not knowing when it will be done. We often say God is never late. But as Joyce says, generally God isn't early either. Why? Because God uses times of waiting. God uses times of waiting to stretch our faith in the divine to bring about change and growth in our lives. Okay? And that's that waiting period. That's what it's for. It's to stretch our faith in the divine. Okay? So there's always a divine process happening in our lives. There is always a divine process happening in our lives, whether or not we can figure out or understand what it is. And as we just read, it means being able to say, God, I can't figure this out, so I'm going to trust you to give me revelations that will set me free. Then I can be comfortable in spite of not knowing, okay? And let's keep in mind that God, as we keep mentioning the word God, God doing this for us, let's keep in mind that God is not a person or any form of personification that is doing this or that, okay? It's a universal divine intelligence process in which we live and breathe and have our being that's connecting with us and then working in the universe to bring about the things that we are asking for. And as Jesus explained in John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship God must know in their mind and heart that God is spirit, okay? And this may be a huge part of our inability to just trust the process. Just as we become impatient with each other, we may very well be projecting the same impatience onto God. You see what I'm saying? Because we're used to doing that. We're used to getting impatient with each other when a person or people don't do what it is we want them to do. So it's only natural for us that when we're asking God for something in our lives, that we also do the same thing. We project the same impatience onto God that we project on each other. You know, and we're perceiving Him, God, as not doing what we asked Him to do. That is a big problem. You know, when we use that pronoun for that which is infinite. And this is what Joyce Meyer was referring to in her article. An article when God's timing is taking too long. And as she explains, it is our work to learn how to live by discernment, which is revelation knowledge, not head knowledge. Okay, it can be difficult to exercise discernment if you're always trying to figure everything out. That's head knowledge, okay? We all understand head knowledge because, we do this most of the time, okay? I know it's a process I battle with all the time. For example, let's take the church, for example. I often say that there's a new religious worship landscape evolving, but I do not yet know what it will be. And we receive, almost weekly articles from church consultants and church leaders expressing the same thing. Everyone knows it is happening, that the religious landscape is changing, but it is not yet clear as to what that new religious worship landscape will be, okay? And if we're using head discernment or head knowledge, it'll cause us to play with different scenarios to try to create a new religious landscape, often out of fear and frustration. But as Joyce Meyer expressed, it is not our head knowledge. It is about revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge meaning knowledge and guidance we receive from Spirit through an inner communication with the Lord of our being. That's revelation knowledge. It transcends our head knowledge, our own personal intellect. Okay? And Paul was stating the same idea when he expressed, God, I can't figure this out, so I'm going to trust you to give me revelation that will set me free. Then I can be comfortable in spite of not knowing. So that's what we're always looking for. So when your head knowledge, your own intellect, your own, you know, this is the way it was before and the way it's always been done, when all that's not working, okay, then you say to yourself, wait a minute, that's head knowledge. I want to be open and receptive for revelation knowledge, okay? And this means trusting God often, right? Trusting God often requires not knowing how God, the universal intelligence, is going to accomplish what needs to be done and not knowing when it will be done. And yes, this does require a tremendous amount of faith, okay? And again, I acknowledge that the spiritual path can be frustrating because we typically, again, want what we want and we want it right now. So statements like, God uses times of waiting. Remember, he said, God uses times of waiting to stretch our faith in the divine, to bring about change and growth in our lives. You know, when we want what we want and it's not coming, that typically is not helpful or comforting to hear that, right? So let's try to understand how to work with trusting the divine process by asking ourselves the following questions to see where we are with this trust God idea, okay? So, questions. And these are questions to ask yourself. What is my God view? Is my view of God positive or negative? These are things we need to ask ourselves. Is my God view evolving or is it stagnant? Is my view of God loving or punishing? You know, that's Old Testament. Sometimes we still have Old Testament stuff about God in our minds. Do I view God as being real or fictitious? Do I view God as being anthropomorphic, having human characteristics, as in the him or he, okay? Or do I look at God as divine spirit, which is creative intelligence and the principle of life? Do I view God as being helpful in my life or not helpful? And the last one, do I have a view of God that I can embrace? Okay, and I invite you to go back to that slide and read through those and then think through them and ask yourself, what is my view of God? Okay, because these are just some of the questions we need to work out in our mind and heart before we can truly answer the question, why not just trust the process? Or if we are, you know, bold enough and courageous enough, we can just do what Paul explained in Philippians 3:8. To truly know God, and now this is what he said, to truly know God and develop a relationship with God means I need to let go of everything from my past and throw it all on the garbage heap. Okay, let me say it again. This is from Philippians 3:8. This is Paul. To truly know God and develop a relationship with God means I need to let go of everything from my past and throw it all on the garbage heap. And there it is again. Let go, let go, let go. I mean, how many times do we need to hear that? You know, this idea of letting go. And I understand it's not easy, okay, to let go of a lot of stuff that might be bogging us down. You know, and as Jesus did the same thing. He got frustrated in Matthew 17:17. He's talking to the disciples and says, how long do I have to stay with you? How long do I have to put up with you is what he's saying. When are you going to get it? Basically, that's what he's saying. When are you going to get it? However, and I always like to look at, you know, this idea of how to be fair to ourselves in the process, you know. So to be fair to us, we have been in our present way of being, our present state of mind for a long time. Okay? And even as we start to become more spiritual, there still may be an undercurrent of the same old self, okay? So what are the mental, emotional burdens we need to let go of, okay? That's what we want to look at. What are the mental, emotional burdens we need to let go of? So here are four mental, emotional burdens we may need to let go of that may be holding us back from growing spiritual. And this is from an article by Scott Colvin titled, Trust the Process, How God Prepares Us for Our Destiny. Again, there's two slides on this. So the first one is letting go of discouragement, okay? This is when loss and disappointment have affected you so deeply that you are tired and has become difficult to maintain your faith. Well, a solution, you know, always is prayer. It is through prayer and contemplation that you ask God, the Lord of your being, for help to identify the discouragements you need to let go of. The second one that we might look at is guilt. And this is when your faith is being blocked by guilt and shame. And again, the solution to that, through prayer, you can talk with God. So you can talk with God, right? You're actually talking with God all the time, but you can consciously do that. And talk specifically about what you're ashamed of so that you can leave it all behind, okay? And then, you know, the third one is indifference. Now, this is something we want to let go of. This is when discouragement and guilt, some of us can relate to this, discouragement and guilt have caused you to completely lose faith and you just don't care anymore. But if you're working on this process and solution is you need to take time with God, the Lord of your being, to reawaken your heart to begin caring again, okay? And let me tell you about that one. Things can happen as simple as a puppy coming into your life or something that causes you to start caring again. And then this next one, the fourth one, old paradigms are things we need to let go of. This is what I was saying about, you know, the same old way of being, the same old mindset can be stuck in your, undercurrent, all the things you're thinking about spiritually, it can be, you know, stuck under this shadow of your old paradigms. And this is when your faith is outdated because it is based on old ways of thinking about God, Old Testament ways of thinking about God. And the solution is through prayer. Allow yourself to be moved from your head to your heart, where through revelation, you can receive a new vision of God, okay? And again, yes, these prayer exercises can benefit from having a prayer partner, you know, somebody you're very close to that you can talk through these things with, or pastoral counselor. And if you're not familiar with a pastoral counselor, that is a therapist, you know, a psychotherapist who's been trained both in psychotherapy and in spiritual grounding. So they're coming to you with both avenues, both from a spiritual perspective and a scientific, psychological perspective. You can work with somebody like that to help you work through the process of letting go. But in the end, no matter which way you choose, okay, we each have to walk our own walk with God to receive the revelation needed to truly be able to let go of all that is blocking our faith. And again, revelation being the revealing of truth within your own heart, mind, and spirit. Okay? Revelation being the revealing of truth within your own heart, mind, and spirit. And yes, I know that when you hear the spiritual process explained in that way, it can cause you to wonder, will this ever happen to me? Okay, will I ever hear Spirit talking to me, helping me through some of the stuff that I'm going through? But this is what the revealing word says about it. It says, divine revelation, listen to this, is much more common than you think. The Spirit of truth is revealing hidden wisdom in the minds of thousands of people every day. It explains that folks in every walk of life are receiving the divine answers and directions they have been contemplating in their hearts and minds. So it's not like divine revelation is a rare thing. It's a common thing that's happening all the time. And here's what I think of, you know, this is of great significance for all of us. If we think about that, you know, now listen to what also the revealing word explains. It says, every person who has earnestly asked for divine guidance or who has earnestly desired to do right in the sight of God, not only in the sight of God, but do right in the sight of people, okay, is being taught by the Holy Spirit how to let go and trust the process of divine working in your life, okay? So if you're doing your part, the divine is doing its part and working in your life. So it's up to each of us to earnestly desire a revelational relationship. Let me say that again. It's up to each of us to desire a revelational relationship with God, the God of our being. Okay? And as Paul proclaimed in Philippians 3:14, you know, he's saying, I'm all for this. I'm sprinting towards the only goal that counts, to cross the line, to win the prize, to hear God's call, resurrecting my life, okay? And that's the process, resurrecting my life, meaning you're coming into a whole new consciousness of this whole spiritual process. So I'm going to leave you with the affirmation for today, which is Sunday, February 26, 2023, and it's from the 40 days of letting go of Lent. And this is what it says. Letting go of what was, I trust the process of becoming more than I ever imagined. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So, Unity family, let's just get still and center ourselves and find a comfortable space with your spines nice and straight. And let the presence of the Lord calm your body, mind, and soul. Taking a deep cleansing breath, then breathing out fully, you feel your body and mind continue to relax even deeper. Focusing on your breath, notice how it is becoming a little slower as you start to attain your spiritual balance. This is your time to release and let go. To release what you don't want in your life, to renewing yourself to what you do want. Do you ever feel like you're trying to force some outcome in your life? Maybe you want someone or something to change so that you will be happier. Have you noticed that often after you have struggled and struggled and finally given up, then that which you were seeking finds you? This art of letting go and letting God seems to be repeated life lesson for us all. The poem called The Answer is one of my favorite poems because it speaks to a journey from being frustrated and using force in seeking our desires to allowing the blessings of God to flow. This is a poem that was written by Lowell Fillmore, one of the sons of our Unity co-founders, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. I like this poem and realize what a reminder it is of the power of releasing and allowing God to be God in my life. When for a purpose I had prayed and prayed and prayed until my words seemed worn and bare with arduous use, and I had knocked and asked and knocked and asked again, and all my fervor and persistence brought no hope, I paused to give my weary brain a rest and ceased my anxious cry. And in that still moment, after self had tried and failed, there came a glorious vision of God's power. And lo, my prayer was answered in that hour. I invite you now to take these words you've just heard into the silence now and release any fears, control, and outcomes to the spirit within. Holy Spirit, we give our deepest thanks this day to you, Lord of our being. You know our needs and wants, and we trust in your word and your light and your divine timing. For all these blessings that we receive, we are grateful in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is and forever shall be. Amen.
Thank you, Hannah.
Yes, message. Yes, wonderful message.
So this is a time we acknowledge all of the abundance and prosperity that comes into our lives from the universe. So we are doing an affirmation for our own abundance, our personal abundance. And let's do that together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me. Amen. And also now let's go right into our offering blessing. And this is how we allow the abundance that comes to our lives, allow some of that to flow in and continue to support our spiritual home. So holding your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit, let's say our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work
being done through the Unity Center of Light.
Amen. All right. And now you have light notes.
Yes. You have the first one.
I have the first one.
Yes. We'll have the family meeting after this.
Okay, so there's a family meeting today following this service, following the Zoom fellowship, and all are invited to come. This is a family meeting, right? And we're going to be discussing what lies ahead for Unity Center of Light. You're going to get a kind of a peek at the strategic plan that the board's been putting together. And we're going to talk about what kind of a church do you want? What do you want to look at moving forward? There's virtual, which we've been doing. There's in-person, which we try to do once a month. There is, different forms of this that we want to try to get your feelings. So how are you most blessed by and fed, by how Unity Center of Light. Remember I said the religious landscape is changing, it's evolving, but, we want to know what you're thinking about this process. So please join us.
It's also a good time to get ready for the annual membership meeting, which is going to be on March the 26th, because at that meeting we will be voting on new board members and getting some information about the church's finances and more. So it's really, really important that you come to the family meeting and the annual membership meeting.
Yeah, that's right. And in the family meeting, you'll have more time for discussion than you actually do in the annual meeting. So we look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, thanks. And on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m., through April the 5th, join us for our Zoom Lent discussion group. The booklet is called 40 Days of Letting Go, and the book offers inspirational and specific suggestions for releasing whatever keeps you from realizing your true spiritual nature. On Sunday, March the 5th, we will have our in-person and hybrid service at our church, at church office, with special music from Faye Hunt Jones. Don't miss that. Remember, you do not have to pre-register for the service, and you don't have to show vaccination proof, but masks are still required. And on Sunday, March the 12th, we welcome Janelle Renshaw, licensed Unity teacher and the Unity Eastern Region Youth Consultant, as our speaker. Also on that same day, the Booklight Book Club will meet to discuss the book by Eric Butterworth called The Universe is Calling. This book is the call to take charge of your life, release your imprisoned splendor, and be led to a truer and stronger connection with the divine. The Women of Unity are coming together on March the 18th, that's Saturday, at 2:30 p.m. This is a celebration of Women's Month, and it's an open group, so all may join us. Please email me at pamosby@msn.com. Let me know if you'll be attending and what you are bringing to share for the luncheon. And if you're not getting any emails about the Women of Unity, please let me know so that I can rectify that. That concludes our announcements for today.
Okay, so.
And what time is it? It's time to bless the path that we each will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion,
zeal,
and gusto together.
I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
All right. Let's go right into our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So, oops. Sorry about that. Okay, so it's been our pleasure.
And we're looking forward to seeing you in the Zoom session.
Right, in the Zoom session and in the family meeting, which is
at 1 o'clock,
you know, after the service today. Gives you time to grab something to eat and stretch a little bit before coming to the family meeting. So we look forward to seeing you there. Otherwise, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.